A briefing on a possible new way to have the richest billionaires pay more tax. I'm David Brancaccio. Democrats are discussing a new tax on the tippy-top creme de la creme richest billionaires. It would focus on taxing things billionaires own, assets that are now not taxed until they're sold. The strategy for raising money for the government comes amid stiff pushback in Congress to raising taxes on corporations instead. And the money would be used to help pay for the big social spending bill Democrats are supporting in Congress. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now with details.
Well, David, Democrats are creating a new way of taxing wealth. So right now, things like stock, artwork, and real estate, they're not taxed until they're sold. Under the new proposal, billionaires would have to pay taxes on the increased value of those assets every year, even if they're not sold. Of course, wealthy taxpayers could also take deductions for any loss in value. And this tax would apply to people with $1 billion or more in assets or taxpayers who earned $100 million for three consecutive years.
And there's been disagreement over what to call this tax?
Yeah. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says don't call it a wealth tax. She says it's a tax on the gains in value of the assets of very wealthy people, but it's not a tax on the assets themselves.
Okay. And the Democrats are considering the strategy. Why?
They need a way to pay for what's known as their soft infrastructure bill. And this is the legislation that includes spending on climate change, plus new social benefits, things like subsidized daycare and paid family leave.
Right. And what's the timeline?
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on CNN yesterday that 90% of the bill is agreed to and written, and the House could vote on the social spending bill and a smaller bipartisan infrastructure bill next week.
Nancy, thank you. Let's do the numbers. The Dow future is up 13 points. I see the S&P future is up 0.1%. The NASDAQ future is up 0.3%. Crude oil up again, 0.8%, $84.40 a barrel. That's wholesale, but you've seen those retail prices at the pump. And the Turkish currency dropped to an all-time low to the U.S. dollar after Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan moved to kick out ambassadors from 10 countries, including the U.S. These diplomats had called for the release from jail of a Turkish businessman, activist, and philanthropist. Osman Kavala has been held for 4 years without a legal conviction. Also, Turkey's central bank cut interest rates last week.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
At a time, people are quitting jobs like mad in part because they just can't take it anymore. This seems an appropriate moment to tell you about research about a shorter work week. My question to you is this. Could you get your work done in less time if that time freed up became yours? Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been looking at the data and joins us now from St. Paul. Hi, Chris.
Hello, David.
So you have business leaders and managers actually thinking about shortening the work week?
Yes. Most of the thinking is about working a 30-hour week, a 32-hour week, maybe 35, 36 hours. But it is breaking this cycle of, you know, the 8-hour day, 5 days a week. And remember, David, that rhythm. That has been around for a long time, but it really only came about after years and years of labor market agitation, labor market pressure, and it became reality for many in 1938, thanks to the New Deal's Fair Labor Standards Act, and that was passed, by the way, during an earlier economic crisis.
But I have to ask, I mean, are they talking also about docking us 20% of our pay because it's only 4 days? Or, Chris, are they thinking, yeah, they'll save 4 days, but still give us 6 days worth of work so we have to do it at night?
You work fewer hours, but you maintain your pay. And the absolute key to this relationship is that productivity stays high. And what the research suggests that if you thoughtfully cut back on hours during the week, you can boost employee well-being and maintain productivity.
So there has been some research, pilot programs for less than 40 hours.
Yeah. So the one there's a lot of interest right now is Iceland. Between 2015 and 2019, researchers conducted experiments and involved some 2,500 workers. And they went from working 40 hours a week to a 35-36 hour week with no reduction in pay. But the trade-off was successful, David, because productivity was maintained. And critical to the success of the Iceland experiment was making sure that employees were deeply involved in coming up with strategies to maintain productivity. So a willingness to cut back on the number of meetings and actually even to eliminate meetings and rely more on electronic communications. You know, there were a number of other things, but that's just one example.
Well, sounds like lots of experimentation in this space.
People are really going to pay attention to Kickstarter, and it is moving to a 32-hour work week next year. And Kickstarter CEO, he wrote in a commentary about the change. I'm paraphrasing here, but it reflects his belief that, look, if you work for Kickstarter, you should have the ability to improve the company. But at the same time, we want you to have your own creative projects, spend time with your loved ones, and, you know, do activities in your community.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
We've got this coverage theme going here on the Marketplace Morning Report. What should we call it? Toil reimagined? The grind reimagined? A sense of resignation? Get it? What about it's quitting time? Email your suggested titles to morningreport@marketplace.org. I will read through them. We'll see what we get. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.